Well, there was once a pastor saying goodbye to his people in the vestibule after Mass, and a little boy walked up to him and said, "Monsignor, what are all those names on the wall in the vestibule right behind you?" And Monsignor said, "Well, son, those are the names of all the men and women who died in the service." The little boy said, "Well, was it the 9:30 or the 11? Situations like that can help a person grow in humility, and that's what today's gospel is all about. The Lord is having dinner at the home of a very wealthy person, one of the leading Pharisees. This man, of course, was very wealthy and very rich. He invited all the rich and famous people to have dinner as well. And the Lord just watched, and he noticed that a lot of people were trying to get the best seats at the banquet. Of course, the best seat at the banquet is always the one closest to the one giving the banquet, closest to the host. And so people were sort of jostling to try to get into the best seat. And so the Lord, it says, taught them a parable and gave them a lesson in the virtue of humility. Because Jesus says, if you try to exalt yourself, then you'll be humbled. If you humble yourself, then God will exalt you. And so the Lord says, if you're smart, when you go to a wedding banquet, you'll take an inconspicuous place, take a lower place. And that way, perhaps the host will come and bring you up higher. You don't want to sit at the head table. You ever go to a wedding and have, obviously you have the bride and groom's table and maybe their parents and close friends. You don't want to sit at their table because it's embarrassing if you sit at the wrong table. Then they have to come and say, "I'm sorry, this is just reserved for family." Then you have to go to another table. Jesus says, take the lowest table first and then perhaps they'll bring you up higher. So Jesus uses that parable to teach us an important lesson about humility. If you try to exalt yourself through pride or arrogance, then you'll be humbled. But if you humble yourself, you will be exalted. So humility is really the theme of the readings today. Even in that first reading, the book of Sirach, the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, says, "My child, conduct all your actions with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." A good Bible study would be to go through the Bible and to pull out all the passages that have to do with the virtue of humility in the Old Testament or the New Testament. It would be a very worthwhile study because you'll see passages such as, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I don't know about you, but we want grace. We want grace. God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. So we should really ask ourselves, well, what is the definition of humility? Where does the word come from? What does this word mean? Well, humility is a virtue. It's a virtue by which we know the truth, that God is God, he's our creator, and we are his creatures, his children. So humility is truth. It is a virtue. It is also an attitude of mind, heart, and soul. The word humility comes from the same root as the word humus. The word humus is meaning the deep, rich soil. It means the earth or ground. And so humility and humus is the soil through which all the virtues grow. So if you want to grow in faith, hope, and love, or any of the virtues, have first the soil of humility by which then the virtues, other virtues, will be able to grow. Now, there's a lot of confusion about humility. Sometimes people think humility is running ourselves down or thinking that we're not good. As one author said, humility is not thinking less of ourselves, it's thinking about ourselves less. Isn't that a great quote? It's not thinking less of ourselves, it's thinking about ourselves less. So it's being more focused on God and less focused on ourselves. When we look at what humility is, it is a God-like quality. Because God, of course, is humble. He is the origin and source of all virtue. So God is humble. How did he show his humility? Well, by sending his Son. The letter of St. Paul talks about how Christ humbled himself and became man and even took the form of a slave to rescue us from the slavery to the devil. So God is humble. He became incarnate. He became a little baby. And imagine, he emptied himself of glory and was born in a cave in Bethlehem. He was placed in a manger. Again, all these were acts of humility. He was placed in a feeding trough where the animals would eat out of. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, which were rags. He then died on the ignominious cross. He died on the cross. What a greatest act of humility that God himself would die on the cross for us. Then he was placed in the tomb, raised, of course, from the dead, and then left us the church, especially the sacraments and the Eucharist. And they say the Eucharist is the greatest act of humility that we could ever imagine. Truly, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. That's the greatest act of humility. It's ongoing. It is the Eucharist. So we think about that God is so humble. He became a little baby. He was willing to be born in this stable, be raised in Nazareth, and then died on the cross. And then he gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist. So God is so humble. Jesus even said in Scripture, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. He could have chosen other qualities, but he says what he wants us to imitate is his meekness and humility of heart. So again, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Well, what are the qualities of a humble person? A humble person realizes that they are not God, that God is God. He's the creator. We're merely his creature. A humble person will accept the gifts that God has given them and use them. It's false humility to say, "Oh, I can't do this," or "I'm not good at that." That's false humility. True humility says, "Yes, God gave me a gift, and I'm going to use it, not for my glory, but for the glory of God." So a humble person has childlike trust in God. They can admit when they're wrong. They can say they're sorry. See, humility would save marriages. If people truly had humility, if the husband, the wife had humility, they would apologize, they would admit their wrong and would be reconciled. So a humble person has total dependence upon God, does not fall into the sin of pride, which leads to disobedience, but embraces humility, which leads to obedience. See, humble people obey the teachings of the church. Humble people obey the teachings of Christ. They don't think that they're smarter than the Bible or smarter than God or smarter than the church. They accept the teachings of Scripture, the teachings of the church, because they are humble and they're willing to admit that they are not God. They don't make the rules, that God is the one who is the author and the creator of everything, of truth. And if you notice in Scripture that when people have pride, they get into trouble. Go back to the earliest times. Go back to Adam. Adam committed the sin of pride. He was not happy just being a creature. He wanted to become like God. So he ate that forbidden fruit, which was an act of pride. See, pride leads to disobedience, which results in a loss of grace and friendship with God. Of course, Lucifer, the devil, the greatest example of pride, he was unwilling to serve in heaven. He committed the sin of pride and was cast out. His motto was, "I will not serve." He wanted to be God. He wanted to become godlike, and so he was cast out. See, pride leads to disobedience, which leads to the loss of grace. Humility, like Our Lady, leads to obedience and acceptance of God's will. It leads to holiness and to His grace. So I think that's what we should take from today's reading. The book says, the Old Testament book of Sirach, conduct everything you do with humility. You'll be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God.